Given the latest concerns about terrorism in Britain, police there stepped up security for two major sporting events, the Wimbledon tennis tournament and cycling's premier race, the Tour de France. Joining us is BBC reporter Dot Davis. Hello.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much. Let's start on the grass there at Wimbledon. That's where you are, I take it.
Yet all the terrible weather over the last few weeks and the floods in the north of England and the rain here at Wimbledon, we're finally back on schedule, and the women's final was completed today.
Venus Williams going into the tournament ranked 31st, but appeared to be back in fine form this week.
Venus Williams, yes, she'll be basking in the glory of her fourth Wimbledon triumph, no less. But, you know, there was no doubting who the centre court crowd was supporting today, I'm afraid to tell you. I know she's an American, she's one of yours, but the British are always on the side of the underdog. And that was in the shape of France's Marion Bartoli. She had a nervy start, but did prove to be a bit of an opponent for Williams in the first set. But as we heard, Venus, she went on to add a fourth title to her Wimbledon collection. She is surely up there with the greats of Wimbledon now.
Now, history was made there at the All England Club as well today. Along with the championship trophy, Williams will be taking home $1.4 million in prize money. She's the first woman champion to earn a purse equal to the men. Did she have anything to say about that?
I think Venus has been very vocal about this subject, but this year, as you said, I think she's earned the right. She has proved to be very entertaining throughout the competition and does in fact deserve to have that equal pay, despite many people criticising perhaps that many matches are one-sided, but Venus is always good value for money.
I understand tomorrow in the men's final we'll be seeing a repeat from last year?
A repeat of last year, yes. Roger Federer, he's going for his fifth consecutive Wimbledon title to try and match the great Swede Bjorn Borg, of course. But there's one man standing in his way in the shape of the ever-popular Spaniard, Rafael Nadal. So as you say, it's a Federer-Nadal final tomorrow. Many people anticipate a Federer win and a fifth consecutive title for him. But as Nadal has proved throughout this championship, you never can rule the Spaniard out.
Now, we know that security there at Wimbledon has been tight since last week's terrorist threats in London. But I understand that at the prologue to the Tour de France today, the first time the race has come to Great Britain since 1994, there was stepped-up security as well. Can you describe the security arrangements?
Well, as I understand it, as you say, Wimbledon has definitely tightened the security here. Concrete blocks blocking the main entrances to Wimbledon. But I understand that there were 5,000 extra police officers set to be deployed over this weekend. Very visible throughout central London today for the prologue of that event, Tour de France. I understand that the tubes, you could arrive in central London, but some of them were closed, you weren't allowed to leave. They've stepped up security in all quarters to not hinder on what is a very special event, because after all, London is welcoming a million of visitors, would you believe, this weekend as it hosts the prologue.
Well, did all the visitors get what they came for? What was the action like today?
Well, I can tell you, Fabian Cancellara of Switzerland won the opening prologue. He'll now wear that coveted leader's yellow jersey for tomorrow's first actual stage, because today was the prologue, of course, from London to Canterbury. And from there, of course, the tour will return to its homeland, to France, to continue the rest of the tour.
Dot Davis is a reporter with the BBC. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you ever so much.